Okay, now we're on page 18. We're going to look at some basic chords. The first one shown is a C major. Now the dots indicate your left hand fingers and where they're placed. The four vertical lines represent the strings. The horizontal lines represent the frets. And the top line represents the nut. So looking at the C major chord, your first finger goes on the second string at the first fret. And you'll see the little numbers over the top. Those indicate which left-hand finger does the fretting. So you see the number one, right below it is the dot on the first fret. That means your index finger plays that note. Then you use your third finger to play the first string on the second fret. And you use your second finger to play the second fret of the fourth string. And here's what it sounds like if I strum across those four strings. Now the G major chord is a very easy chord. It takes no left hand. It's already tuned to a G major, so just strum across. And here's the C chord. And the G. And the C. Now here's that D major, and you use your third finger to play that fourth string note, then your first finger, then your second finger, then your fourth finger. It's a little complicated, but look at the chart and you'll figure it out. Now here's the D7, just uses two fingers. Now we're on page 19 looking at some more chords. Here's the F major chord. It uses four fingers of your left hand. Third finger, second finger, first finger, and fourth finger. And it's a good idea to play each string individually so you can tell if they're clear. And you should be curving your left-hand fingers so that they don't lay down and touch on the strings next to them like this. And it's dead because I've got a finger that's not supposed to be there touching it. There's the way it's supposed to sound. Now here's another D major chord. And here's what the E minor sounds like. Now look at the A major. The A major uses the first finger on all four strings. So you lay it flat and press it down right across all four. And then there's also the D minor, which you can figure out by the chart. And the E major.